Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. What a day it has been.
Sizzler.
What a day. We got a lot to get to in the final hour. We will get to Blazers content in a moment, I promise. They won a cup game on Friday. Very entertaining game.
They did the rare one, but also kind of lost thing.
Oh, because of an injury that happened? Is that what you're trying to tell me? What's the rotation?
Injuries,
well, you know, look, guys are getting banged up right now. It's not good. But they did win the game, and they play again tonight. We discovered something in the last segment that has thrown us for a bit of a loop, and we are now getting a lot of messages that we need to read. Also, side question, did anybody other than our producer know that college basketball started today?
Also, isn't today known?
Does anybody know that?
Well, I want to ask you this, because I talked to him about this before
like,
the show.
Is the sport back? Like, these games count?
Yes.
We're actually doing it?
Yes, the start of the regular season.
Anybody do a worse job publicizing the start of their year than college basketball?
So,
men and women's?
Yes.
For me...
What?
I believe the OSU ladies just played yesterday.
Do the Ducks play today?
The Ducks women play today. The men play tomorrow.
Okay.
So I was always under the assumption, and this is maybe where our age difference with me and Swigard will show, when ESPN did this day, the tip-off, I was always under the assumption they called it Midnight Madness.
That's what I would have thought,
too. And it was
too.
Like, hey, we start this
all
time,
day.
And it goes all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he says that's not true.
No.
Midnight Madness originally, back when there was a clear defined, you can't start practicing until this day. So the first day of practice, like full practice, a lot of teams would then go into their arena at midnight or late in the night to do the first practice in front of fans. And they'd have like a 3-point shooting contest and a dunk contest. And that was called Midnight Madness.
Are we kind of both right here, though? Like what So ESPN's never had a gimmick called Midnight Madness, and I'm misremembering the whole thing?
They might have broadcast some of those practices, like at Kentucky or Indiana or North Carolina and Kansas.
But
they might
never
have gone
done
around.
A thing where they broadcast
no,
games
not the
all
opening,
day.
No. They've done other things.
I got no idea. I'm no help. So they I'm have, just like memory-holing something that never
I would
happened.
Agree with you. If you would have asked me what Midnight Madness was, I would have told you it's the start of the college basketball season.
No.
Which I guess at this point it kind of is because it's the start of practice when everybody can practice. So technically it is the start, but it's not games.
So what do they call that when they air, do they air games all day? Or not?
They've done in the past where they do a 24-hour thing of games. It's usually like a weekend. And they'll I don't know if they're still doing that. But yes, they have done where they will start you know, at 8 in the morning somewhere and go all the way around to the next day or something like that.
Okay.
But they called it something different.
Hey, you know, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for the first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You might want to turn your microphone off for this one, Swag. We got some text we need to read, and it's not going to be kind. Somebody said, I'm a Duck fan.
It's not going to affect me.
If the Ducks...
I don't care.
I think that's the whole point.
I think that's what we're
That's doing. The whole point. Your team won a World Series and you don't care. I'm a Duck fan, and if the Ducks ever win a national championship, I expect to tune into Dirt having a four-hour tea party the whole show and going off. Not being like, yeah, cool, it's a relief. I promise you, I will be as insufferable as humanly possible if Oregon ever wins a national championship game.
I might not be into work that next
day. You don't even need to come in. Just don't even do it. It's not worth it. Somebody, as a Dodger fan myself, I find this offensive. Once Game 6 was won by the Dodgers, I'm doing my best to sell the Timbers tickets. If I can't sell them, I'm giving them away. I'm not missing my team in a winner-take-all game for a title. Another one that I loved, this isn't even a fan of either team. I made my mom come over to my house to celebrate her 74th birthday because I have a TV in every room, and I'm not missing Game 7 of the World Series, and I'm not a fan of either team.
Did you even consider selling the tickets?
No.
Nope. Next year, Swag, it's no room to complain about the Dodgers bullpen because he clearly doesn't really care about the team. He won't even watch a championship game. This is insane. How can you watch all the regular season games, bitch about how they play, and then give up on the last game of the season?
I also love that he told the bartender, I didn't expect him to be here.
They're the Dodgers. Yeah. Wild, wild stuff. The poll question is up. You can go vote at Spring on Twitter.
Now, you did have somebody defend you. P1 Ryan did defend you.
What did he say?
Said, I'm begrudgingly supporting Swag here. I can see it both ways. I just wasn't a random... it wasn't just a random Timbers game. It's their only home playoff game, so I can see the desire to want to hit that.
The Timbers are in the playoffs every year.
I can get his desire to do both.
Yeah. It's like, a big group outing, all my buddies. You know, what...
Mariner fan chiming in, buying tickets, not a chance I'm going anywhere. Even if I'm invited somewhere for free, I'm not going. I'm going to watch the World Series on my phone. Yep. I'll be disconnected the whole time. My friends who invited me understand. Once the game is over, then I can go hang out with my friends.
I would have been in that club level at that Timbers game the entire match and been like, oh, they scored a goal. Yeah. Cool. Seventh inning, here we go.
We had a Mariner fan say, I had concert tickets I spent $400 on for Game 7 day to the ALCS that he bought early in advance. Didn't I just gave up the ticket. I'm not going. It's Game 7 of the ALCS. I'm missing that.
Well, they've never been. They never get to experience. How fair is that? That fan base never gets to experience it, and these ones are choosing to go to soccer matches.
That's wild stuff. All right, let's get to Friday night and a question that a listener posed, and I'm curious to ask you.
Okay.
So we get our first cup game. You fell asleep in the middle of it, and then woke up and did the.
It was literally like a minute and a half of the game. Okay, I wasn't half the game.
Hey, what happened? Okay, yeah, go Blazers.
A minute and a half of the game. I looked at it and went,
entertaining,
oh my God.
Though, right? Jokic is in town. The court looks stupid. Whole different can of worms with the NBA Cup stuff, which, God, I forgot how obnoxious all of this is, that it doesn't matter, but they try and act like it matters, and I digress. The game counts, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
They beat Denver and Jokic, and it wasn't a Jokic-less Nuggets? Does that sound right? Sure, why not?
No, everybody was playing for
Everybody
Denver.
Was playing. They were down going into the fourth quarter. They outscored Denver 38-26 in the fourth quarter. And a listener asked the question, if Chauncey Billups is a head coach, do they win that game?
I mean, look, some are going to probably say the way they play defense, the way they compete night in, night out. Yeah, man. I'm not so convinced. I like what he's doing, the splitter guy.
I do, too.
Something to keep an eye on, that splitter. Might have something with that guy.
I thought that was an impressive win because the Nuggets went and played a zone and they took the pace out of the game.
Dude, when teams are zoning us up, it's problematic beyond
we can't
belief.
Shoot.
They found a way to win that game.
They were 11 of 39 from three in that game. 11 of 39. Klingon was 0-3. Sharp was fine. Holiday was 2-7. Denny and 2 were fine from 3 off the bench. You had Grant go 1-6. You had Murray go 1-3. Yeah. You had Wop go 0-2.
Yeah.
And Wesley and Rupaire each missed their only attempt.
That was an impressive victory.
You know how hard it is to have a good defensive team who sucks on offense be watchable?
Yeah, and they are, which is like, kind of a weird anomaly.
Orlando was this last year. They were really good defensively. They were so bad offensively, and mainly because they were trading off injuries.
Yeah.
Franz versus Paolo, right? But, like, it doesn't happen often.
if you're great defensively and bad offensively, you're usually not enjoyable to watch. And they've got that going for them. Despite how bad they are from behind the arc, they still fight and they claw. And when you can take down Joker in a cup game with all the stakes involved in that, do you know what it would mean to this franchise to raise the cup banner? My God. How did you not feel the juice?
I never want to win one. Can I be honest with you? I never want to win one.
Why?
It's because it's not fun. It doesn't mean anything.
Who cares? It's fun. Yeah, that's the point.
I don't
want to. Not winning it does mean something.
No, it doesn't. None of it means anything.
It means
it's all made up.
A cup.
It's all made up.
You need
none
a cup check.
None of it's real.
And if you do win the cup.
The game was great. The court is stupid. The game was great. It came down to the wire. It was, you know, last second. You had the Jokic with the. I mean, it was a phenomenal basketball game on a Friday night.
Why didn't we agree on gray?
I don't know why the league is allowed to do any of this. Whoever's idea this is, they should be locked up behind bars for a long time. It's horrible, and it doesn't mean anything.
Cash Patel, come back to Portland yes. and stop this madness.
Can we get away from like the people in the blow-up costumes in front of ICE and arrest whoever designed this stupid gray court? Why can't we just have cool throwback stuff? Like,
put the trophy on. I'd be cool with
that. There's just ways to do this and make it. My brother texted me. He was like, why is the court all dark? What's this cup stuff about? And I'm like, well, buddy, how much time do you got? Let me explain to you.
You know how disconnected he is to just figure that out?
I mean, it's regular season NBA basketball.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The fact that he's just now discovering
this. And he listens
this.
To the show, and we talk about the cup. He'll tune in from time to time driving to work on his way.
And he's like,
and he must have missed all the cup,
content.
Home
cup games, huh?
The home,
this is the
home cup.
Third season of the cup.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is how irrelevant it is. It literally doesn't matter. It's a joke in the entire sports community, but we do it every year, and they will crown a champion, and that doesn't matter. What mattered is they won the game. And I think it's a team that early on in the year, they're off to a great start. I think we were looking for them to get a win over a team that wasn't banged up, right? You beat the Lakers on the road, and it's, well, Luka's not playing, LeBron's not playing, okay. But you lost to the Clippers, you lost to the T-Wolves on opening night.
They beat the Jazz, though.
They did beat the mighty Utah Jazz. That you are correct on.
Dominated, some would say.
I think that was the kind of win.
Clock ran out, fortunately.
They did get the Warriors, and I'll give them credit for that. But that was also such a unique scenario of like, man, Chauncey just got arrested. This is just weird. And they went off, and they scored 140 points in that game. Hmm. That was a really impressive. Like, to be down going into the fourth quarter, Jokic is in town, and MVP. Like,
yeah.
That's the best win of the year for me, considering the circumstances. Now we get to see if they back it up tonight in L.A. But that was really impressive on Friday night.
Do you think he's had enough success to not care? But do you think Jokic kind of hates us in a this stupid team, four overtime series, the game seven.
I think his title and his...
They beat us in the bubble with the Dame stuff. But, he won a title, obviously. He's gone on to bigger and better things. But, like, kind of just the annoying team. Like, oh, this team again. They're good again.
I'd like to say yes, but I think with his personality, the answer is an automatic no. I just think that guy cares about
horses,
Slovenian horse racing,
and his child
and his kid.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I don't think he has
now
feelings either way, positively or negatively, about anything else.
Being a MASH unit now, it's like it's becoming annoying.
Let's get to that next, because that's where all of a sudden it's like the concern that I had in thinking maybe the under could hit this year is, where's the depth? How long does it take for Scoot to get back? And now that's even like, who's the, let's ask this question going into break, who's the third guy off the bench tonight?
Caleb.
Is it Caleb Love?
Will Young finally play? They kind of didn't give any minutes.
They sent him down and then brought him up, and then are we snip snapping? But we got our other backup center back. But
also, one final thing.
Yeah,
we had somebody just follow us on Twitter and tweet. I had to pull over just to add you guys to comment on this. No way any true sports fan
just
of their
unbelievable
team is skipping a game seven.
Nothing.
Unless their child is being born or an immediate family member is having a wedding, and even then, I've got the game on my phone. I'm not paying attention to your nuptials.
I mean, I'm just trying to like. If the Ducks were in a national championship game,
I don't know if he
outside of
the game.
A family member dying. There's nothing that would get me. If I'm having a kid, I might even tell the wife, like, you got it, babe. I'll be in 2 hours.
Did he rewatch the game, or did he just see the highlights? I'm wondering.
We've been thrown for a loop today. What do the Blazers do? Banged up. We'll get back into a couple NFL nuggies, including the Packers. We haven't talked about the Packers yet. We got to talk about the Packers. We've been sidetracked. We'll get to them 9:30. But the Blazers are back in action tonight. Also, where do we go depth-wise? That's next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right. What a day. What a day.
I didn't expect that.
Not in a million years. Monday Night Football is a dud. We'll wrap up there, I guess, if we need to. We'll answer some poll questions. I have a eulogy I'd like to give to somebody in the NFL, but I don't know if we're going to have time today. I might have to hold that for tomorrow.
Joe Alt's ankle?
It's tied into that. Somebody's saying Dirt regurgitating Mad Bum stats from 7 to 10 years ago in swag. Didn't even push back from Yamamoto. He knows deep down his team's ruining baseball and it's not even fun anymore. Bot not built. Somebody said, what's the bigger show derailer? Swag not watching Game 7 or Chauncey Billups getting arrested by the FBI? I don't know. They're nose and nose right now. They're nose and nose.
Which one surprises you more?
Somewhat even footing. It's Game 7. How do you not watch your team in a game?
I mean, Mafia and FBI definitely have to win that poll question, but it makes me think for a minute.
Somebody said, I'm a Beaver fan, and for the Ducks-Auburn game, I watched the entire thing on my phone at work. How do you not? It's the national championship game. I love this.
The Timbers better win that playoff series.
They better win that
They better
playoff
come
series.
Up big on you better Sunday. Keep I'll going, tell you baby. That much right now.
Congrats to the Timbers on a big win. Now
Aren't
we're getting
they basically
like,
the eighth seed in that
series? Now we're getting
series?
Like strays from the Timbers who were, you know, that was a great game. We're not taking strays.
No.
The Timbers. It was a great
Congrats
game.
That's the Timbers.
It was Game 7 of the World Series. I was not
There's
watching.
There's a difference there. That's all we're saying.
Who is the third guy off the bench for the Blazers tonight? So I imagine we go Jeremy Grant, sixth man of the year candidate.
Dude, right?
He's playing
Jeremy's
at a high level.
Great year.
Rob Williams.
Then you got Rob Williams back.
Nice to have him back on Friday.
It is. He was back on Friday. Played well. Only 11 minutes, so they're going to try and eat. Can I ask a very mean thing about Robert Williams?
What?
How many games do we get?
Oh. Is that mean? Or is that just what his career
is? I mean, it's
has
just
been.
Fair. I mean, yeah, how many games?
If I put the over under 30 and a half, do you take the over or the under?
Let's play this fun game. This is his third season in Portland now.
Yep.
How many games has Robert Williams played in a Blazer uniform?
Less than 20?
This is depressing because I just looked it up.
27. That was his 27th game on Friday. This is his third season here.
Now, to be fair, in 21...
Can we trade him now? He looked good on Friday. Can we trade him now? Trade him now. Now.
He's only played more than 35 games twice.
Yeah. He's dominant when he plays. He just can't...
No, he's a great player when he plays.
He's great. So he's back. So he'll be your second guy. Who's the third guy off the bench tonight?
It's either Chris Murray or Caleb Love.
It's probably Chris Murray, but Caleb Love's getting some run tonight.
He's going to come out chucking
tonight.
And then
Duop Reef will get some time.
Yes.
What are they doing with Young?
It doesn't make a lot of sense. They sent him down, and then they recalled him immediately, and he did not play a game in the G League, so they sent him down, and then you figured, all right, Williams is back. This makes sense. Your backup big's going to play, you know... It wasn't like, what was Young playing, 4 minutes a night, 5 minutes
basically
a night?
He was getting the first burn and
one
then
shift, and that was
again.
It. He wasn't getting back in the game in the second half, so it wasn't like you're missing a ton from your rotation. Let's let him go cut his teeth a little bit in the G League, which I think we all kind of agreed that that's probably the right pathway for him, because he's not impactful when he's playing. The game's moving too fast for him. It's going to take him a long time to develop. And then they called him right back immediately. So he's back available for the Blazers tonight, and I don't know if it has to do with the remix's schedule. Maybe there's not a game in there. But there's no limitations how often you can call guys back and forth, right?
Like, I don't believe there is, no.
Because in baseball, you have the, like, you call a guy up, call a guy down. There's certain, you know.
So I missed him being called down, but the team tweeted yesterday, we've recalled Young Hansen from the remix.
Yes.
And somebody, the first response I saw said, this was 4 hours.
So he was there for four. Did somebody get hurt that we don't know about? Did Robert Williams get hurt in that 4 hours that we don't know about?
Not to my knowledge. Okay. Segret Coward, by the way, had 12 points on... over the weekend.
We're going to do that all year, aren't we?
We literally decided to trade out of that. And now you have to ask yourself,
how
maybe
would he
do make
fit
a trade.
With this team?
He's fourth on the depth chart. And I understand he's a developmental piece, but is this not how we evaluate things? Donovan's a starter.
Yes, he is.
Rob Will's clear second.
Yep.
And now it's WAP over Young.
Yeah.
So... You know, you kind of have to ask those questions.
Look, I think we all knew it was going to be a project and didn't expect him to come in and be a difference maker right away.
No.
But I think the thought is, like, you're taking a guy in the first round that was that big of a head scratcher of a pick at the time.
Yep.
It'd be nice to be able to play some serviceable minutes. Like, you're not going to come in and dominate a game.
No, but I'd like to see him get real run at the remix. He clearly needs it.
He
clearly,
I mean, that's for him. So I don't know what, I have no idea how to, you're more informed on that stuff than I am. I saw the recalling and I didn't see him get sent down either. And I was like, that's okay. I mean, I figured he would, but now if you're going to recall him, so he's back in the arena tonight for the game. And I don't know, maybe he'll be playing in the next remix game. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me right now.
I think you're going to basically, to answer your question, like, Jeremy's obviously going to be coming off the bench to give him the scoring, but Rob Will, Caleb, and Chris Murray, all same. And then I think you see a Ryan Rupaire, and then WAP will be sprinkled in for a couple minutes, but Klingon and Rob Will probably play. Well, we're curious to see what the minute distribution is for Rob Will, but you'll see WAP, but then, yeah, it's going to be Love, Murray, with Grant, Time Lord, and then Rupaire.
Jane Beaverton chiming in. I got to say, this is refreshing to hear Rob Blazer dirt on this young season rather than Downer Debbie Blazer dirt in the last few years. Look, I'll say a couple of things on this. One, I've always adamant that I was never going to be a Rob guy as long as Jody Allen owned the team. I didn't respect her as an owner for a limited amount of time. And then we get Orange Chicken.
They did approve the Lakers sell
relatively
quickly.
We're not that far away. He's got the Panda Express money. Give me my Orange Chicken. Yep. I want that. And I'm excited. I was never you were not going to get me to be Rob Ron when I thought that you had an incompetent owner that didn't care about winning and never publicly spoke once for nearly a decade. Like, you were never going to get that from me as a fan. They were in the abyss of tanking, and I also didn't like roster moves in terms of certain guys that were on the team, a la Anfernee Simons and DeAndre Ayton. And so you've solved a lot of those issues for me in the last handful of months. The team is up for sale. It's going to be sold.
Very likable group.
Drew Holiday has been an incredible upgrade over Anfernee Simons.
Didn't even play that well against
Denver. Play that well, and he's still more impactful than anything Anfernee Simons ever did in a Blazer uniform. And DeAndre Ayton was literally bought out after not coming to a game because it was too icy to get out of his driveway. Just thank God Donovan Klingon has been much more enjoyable to watch.
You just like the roster.
I just am more excited about the roster. I'm excited that certain guys aren't on the roster anymore, and I now have hope again as a fan that we have a new owner that I think is going to care about winning and invest. So... I just, for all of that, like, people who call me a Blazer hater, I love with our preseason picks because I had them winning, I think, 35 or 36 games, which ironically would still be the over of their Vegas total.
Yeah, and it's
also a long ways away from that, and they're banged up. The primary reason, if you listen to the show when we made our picks, when people said, oh, there's negative Blazer dirt, the biggest thing I was concerned about was exactly what we're talking about right now.
The depth.
The depth. Scoot's out until when? When do we think Scoot's going to be back?
Well, it's been 4 weeks, so we're going on week five.
I mean, what did they say initially?
4 to 8.
And that's a hamstring, right? Where you're not like, you can't do anything when you got a hamstring injury.
Those are tough.
Maybe December, maybe not until January.
Hopefully December.
You're a long ways. You're still at least a month away from that happening. And so now that's Blake Wellesley got what, a broken pinky toe? Is that what his diagnosis is?
Metatarsal or whatever. So yeah, sure. He's going to be out.
Yeah, fifth metatarsal, pinky toe.
So how long does it take you to start running on a broken pinky toe again? He's going to be out for a while. What's Matisse's injury?
He had a ligament in his thumb. That's he had a procedure on already.
So he's got already had some day to day because he's
and Shaden is banged up.
A leg injury.
I was excited about the young talent. I was excited about a new, fresh outlook and maybe an owner coming in and holding people accountable. I didn't think the FBI was going to hold their head coach accountable, but they did. And now we see what Dundon's going to do when he officially takes over. The big reason why I took they're not going to make the play-in was I was just concerned about their depth. And maybe they proved me wrong. They've been incredibly fun to watch early in the season. They play with heart. They play with intensity. They play with effort. Every single night. All of that stuff is a positive to me. I just don't know how they're going to survive for a long time with this lack of depth. We'll see how it turns out.
I'm excited to see him against the Lakers tonight. Luka's back.
Yeah, Lakers got no LeBron, but Luka's playing tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
They played Miami.
He played last night.
Yeah, they played Miami last night.
Did they win last night?
Yes, they did.
130 to 120.
They almost didn't win that game, but they pulled it out and they beat the Heat. So they're on a back to back. You're at home. It's the Lakers, so there should be some energy in there. Laker fans will
there. Yeah, it'll be a good environment.
It's a good opportunity for them, despite all of the injury woes, to kind of sit there 4-2. If you can find a way to get this one and be 5-2.
It's a great start to your year.
It really is.
A great start. And it's a team who you just beat, who's trying to come back at you with Luka back in the lineup. Should be fun tonight. They take on the Lakers. Let's get to a couple of final thoughts in the NFL. If I have time for my eulogy, I'll give it. What are the Packers? Poll questions. All of that still to come. All right, a point from a listener. The remix recall is so Yang is allowed to train with them to improve conditioning. They have to announce it every time he switches availability, even if it's just for practice.
Okay.
So I didn't realize that. Thank you for the clarification there. It's kind of a dumb rule, but I get it. Let's get to a team that we don't know how to make sense of, and they just got some rough injury news, too, not too long ago.
That was brutal, man.
The fears are real. Tucker Kraft, the tight end for the Green Bay Packers, has, in fact, torn his ACL, and so the Green Bay Packer tight end will be out for the rest of the year with a torn ACL. And in the mix of that game, they wear their stupid throwback uniforms, and they lose at home to the Carolina Panthers. Mm. Two questions.
Yeah.
Are the Green Bay Packers good?
Yes.
And are the Carolina Panthers good?
I refuse to accept it. No.
Okay.
I
don't disagree with the take.
I can't explain. Go look at Bryce Young's stats.
It wasn't anything.
They won that game because Rico Dowdle got the run game going. By the way, Green Bay going into this game was one of the top rush defenses in the NFL. I think Carolina rushed for like 170 plus yards.
Yeah, he had a buck 30 on him by himself and two tuds. Bryce Young, to your point, 11 of 20 for 102 yards and an interception.
Yeah, he's not good.
Won the game.
He's not good.
He's a winner, though.
Right.
He's a winner, Bob.
Give him that label. I think Carolina will eventually play their way out of this playoff conversation. The bigger takeaway here, like Carolina, good job. Good road win. Anytime you win at Lambeau, it feels amazing. This is about Green Bay. Now, Tucker Kraft, losing Tucker Kraft to a torn ACL, which came out about 35 minutes ago, that is a absolute devastating result that could happen. I still don't think it explains what happened to your offense yesterday. Even though you lost him, I have no idea what they're doing.
Doesn't make sense.
And they have a real thing here. We talked about this a little bit Friday because we're like, oh, they're up by double digits on that one. And Vegas doesn't have to mean everything. But when they play teams like Carolina, they just have clunky games. Remember the Cleveland game this year? You're watching that, and you're like, Cleveland's not good. But they've struggled to have 10 points. And so I'm watching this game unfold, and none of it made sense. And here's the other part. I think you have to question Matt LaFleur a little bit. I think we need to stop doing this. Like, Green Bay's a good team. But, like, when they have a great game like they did in the second half, by the way, against Pittsburgh, it's Jordan Love's awesome, Matt LaFleur's a genius. And then they have these games. And I don't know how you don't go, what is he doing? And you're talking about both the quarterback and the coach.
Yeah.
Because they both had really just stupid moments in that game. You shouldn't lose at home to the Panthers. The Panthers are a terrible road team. This is about Green Bay. Are they good? Yeah. Are they elite? Are you going to pick them to win the NFC? They seem to like to get up for big games, but when they play these games, they're just very untrustworthy.
We asked a poll question earlier in the show, which NFL team do you trust more, the Seahawks or the Packers? And I voted Seahawks.
So in a playoff
maybe that's caught in the moment. Mm. Maybe that's, you know, a prisoner of being right now where we're at, because it's not like Seattle hasn't lost, you know, had a game this year where you go, what the hell was that? But for a team that brought in some new pieces, including a quarterback, a new offense coordinator, I think they've gotten better as the year has gone on, and Green Bay has been incredibly up and down and inconsistent, especially on the offensive side of the football. And I answered, if they played in the playoffs right now, I would take the Seahawks to win the game, especially if it's at Lambeau, because I trust Seattle on the road. They can't lose on the road.
Yeah, Seattle might want to go to Lambeau.
I'd prefer them to be in Lambeau than I would prefer them to be in Seattle playing that
game.
Look,
you know, it's easy to do hindsight and question things, right? But, like, here's one example by Matt Schneidman, who I'm watching this and I'm thinking the exact same thing. So there's 11 minutes in the game. Really, it's not like Carolina's offense is lighting you up.
No.
The run game's having success, and that's about it because Bryce Young's not good. The Packers are facing 4th and 8 at the 13-yard line. They went for it. They were only down 7. They didn't get it. They don't kick a field goal there, and I know he in the past kicked a field goal hoping to get possession, and it didn't go for him that way. But they don't kick the field goal there. What did they lose by? 3. So, like, he just has weird games, like the Dallas game. I know Dallas is not awful, but they played for the tie in that game. Everybody watching it was like, why are you? They were going slow. They were trying to kill the clock.
Taking their time.
They wanted a tie. Yeah. And I just don't understand what they do in these moments. You mentioned earlier in the show, Jordan loves interceptions. He's scrambling around. He goes from one side of the field. He goes to the other. And then he throws across his body across the field too. Nobody but a defensive back who just dropped it on 4th down.
Just standing there by himself in the end zone.
I have no answers for Green Bay, and anybody that thinks that they know who the Green Bay Packers are, I tip my cap to you. You know ball at a truly elite level. That makes no sense to me, because I don't think I do, even though they're 5-2-1.
It's weird, man. It's been that kind of NFL season for sure, and the Packers are maybe a symbol of the larger season that we've had of just, I don't really know what to make week in and week out. And right when you think you figured a team out, you get a different version of them, and you go, wait, what? Like, Colts being a wagon, and then they go on the road, and they turn the ball over 5 times or 6 times, whatever it was, and you lose to the Steelers. These examples are all over the map. And so right when you think you got a team kind of pegged of who they are, here comes Green Bay losing at home to Carolina. We'll see how they bounce back from there.
By the way, Green Bay and their storied franchise, because you can like Green Bay or you can hate Green Bay. They're an all-time blue blood, right? They're a team that you either love or you root against and hate because they beat your team.
Yeah.
Or they're scary. This is year 7. It's fascinating to me. He is 3-5 as a head coach in the playoffs.
Yeah. It's not been good in the postseason.
I think there's something there. And it's just interesting.
They had the Niners on the ropes in the NFC title game a couple of years ago and should have won the game. Or no, that wasn't the NFC title. That was the divisional round. They had them on the ropes in San Francisco and let them off the hook. They probably should have won that game and gone to the NFC title. Niners ended up winning, and then they beat the Lions in a comeback in the NFC title game. Do we have any? I'm curious how you guys viewed the game that I watched as a standalone in the afternoon. This is one of the, it's not necessarily meant as a knock on the NFL, because I loved every second of it outside of Tony Romo not making any sense and weird noises coming out of his mouth at times.
Okay.
Like, he had one where there was a big moment. He just gave like a, I was like, what was that, Romo? That was weird. When the Bills and Chiefs play, I get excited. It's two of the best teams in the league. It's two of the best quarterbacks that we've ever seen in the history of the NFL. A lot of people would say quarterback number one, quarterback number two. Mm-hmm. I don't ever really have any big takeaways from the regular season game. And maybe that's a byproduct of last year, with Buffalo ending their undefeated season and everybody going, wow, look at that. Buffalo won the game. And then what happened when they played in the playoffs? Kansas City won the game and went back to the Super Bowl, and we know how the outcome came. Like, Mahomes struggled in the game. Allen is back to being the front runner at MVP. A team that we questioned maybe a couple weeks ago is now blowing out the Panthers and then got a nice impressive win against Kansas City. I just don't know how much it means in the grand scheme of things. Doesn't mean I didn't enjoy the game. I'm not quite sure what the big takeaway is from Buffalo, Kansas City.
I mean, it's just little things. Kansas City's not in the playoffs right now.
Currently, they are not. Anybody willing to gamble they're not going to make it, though?
Oh, I mean, you know me. I'm not going to bet against Kansas City, and buyer beware on that one. Maybe they end up having some weird season.
God, I would love them not going to the playoffs.
It'd make it interesting in the AFC, that's for sure. No, I mean, grand takeaways? No, we should have punted on that a long time ago. That's 5 straight regular season games Buffalo has won now.
That's a great stat. I didn't even realize it was 5 in a row.
By the way, can anybody explain, the schedule's always a little weird from time to time. They played in Buffalo last year and beat Kansas City. They play them this year in Buffalo and beat them. They play them next year in the new stadium.
Back in Buffalo, 3 years in a row.
That's kind of wonky.
Isn't it weird how the schedule operates that way?
You'd think there'd be a little more balance there.
So I just, you know, I have no grand takeaway. Hmm. And when we get to the playoffs, if these two teams face off, guess who everybody's going to take? Because they might be underdogs. Kansas City in the points.
God, give me Buffalo, please, to win that game. It'd be glorious if they did.
How about fourth? I know they didn't win, and Mahomes didn't have a great statistical game. How about 4th and 17 going for that?
Dude.
And picking it up, like, easily.
Yes. Also, why would you kick a field goal with 22 seconds left up by 7 instead of just punting the ball inside the 5-yard line?
Because you secure the game. If you make the kick, the game is over. I know, it's 10 and you're down, you're up.
Maybe I just had
20.
PTSD from losing a Rams bet when they gave up a blocked field goal return for a touchdown on the final play of the game and lost to the Eagles with a chance to win it. That was the only thing that was playing in my head of like 22 seconds. I know Mahomes is a magician. They had no timeouts left.
Yep.
Like, if you pin them inside the 15-yard line, they got to go the length of the field and score a touchdown. They're not doing
it. What if it goes to the 20?
I don't care. You're not going 80 yards in 14 seconds to score a touchdown. You're just not. It's not a field goal.
13 seconds, one score.
Yes,
there's
field
a history
goal,
there.
Field goal and timeouts. They didn't have either of those, and they needed a touchdown. Like, you're not scoring a touchdown 85 yards out. You're going pitchy-pitchy-woo-woo on the second play.
Pitchy-pitchy-woo-woo.
It's not happening. I just, that blew my mind. They ended up giving him multiple shots into the end zone because they missed the field goal.
Well, he actually,
and then they got to throw two Hail Marys because of it.
I thought it was their offensive line is just getting beat up. Now, Simmons didn't play in this one for personal reasons. They ended up losing a couple guys in this one. So yeah. I monitor the Kansas City offensive line problem.
Yeah, guys getting banged up will change the outlook of a season.
Because you talk about the last play of the game, it was going to be a Hail Mary. He had to back up so far that he couldn't get the ball into
right,
the end zone
all the way there.
So it's just something to kind of keep an eye on. They also had that fake. They faked Bose out, letting him just freely come into Mahomes, but Mahomes made it look like it was going to be a little screenplay, so it froze him.
Yeah.
The guard was able to block him. I thought that was a really good point. That was one of the rare good Romo
moments.
Rare
Romo dub from the weekend?
Yeah, it was.
Not a lot of those,
yeah,
man.
Good observation there,
hey,
Tony.
Hey, Romo, I didn't realize that. Good job, Tony. Well done, Jim. All right, we'll wrap it up. Poll question answers. Monday Night Football is a dud. I need an over to avoid a 0-3 weekend and spring in the line to make things even worse. Blazers are back in action, and I'm going to read some numbers, and we'll do that. Wrap it up next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You want to know how broken my co-host is? He's in here trying to argue, hire Jim Mora Jr. for the Bees.
No, I didn't say that.
Jim Mora Jr.? What's the matter with you,
I saw somebody we follow was like, hey, and he saw it, put him on the list. And I know Mora's had a good two-year run here at UConn.
They're 6-3.
That's UConn, dude.
I know.
UConn is...
I remember the UConn Fiesta Bowl of yesteryear.
Yeah, you remember Edsel. That was a long time ago.
Randy Edsel, baby.
By the way, you think I'm broken?
Yeah.
I'll say this. Right now, at a 97% hit rate, Patrick will always go out of his way to say hi to me.
He's avoiding you today. Dude, he went down to the Pac-2 title this weekend.
He looks... Yeah. Like, if you could sum up depression in a photo, it'd be how he looks today.
That would defeat me. For sure.
7 points.
7 points against the... You lost again? What if you beat him again in a couple weeks in Pullman?
I think we're going to get smoked in that game. But they missed a 27-yard field goal to tie it.
My 3-9 Beaver prediction now. We got a shot at it. Don't they get...
Did you flip it or stick it?
Well, we all flipped because I
flipped to 3-9.
I had them 8-4, I think, or 7-5.
They could win four.
They could.
They could beat Tulsa.
Isn't Sam Houston on the schedule still? And they're winless, right, this weekend?
That's the next game.
Dude, you're going 3-9.
That'll make them what?
You could win five games this year, man. Look at the Beavs.
I legitimately had a listener at the grocery store stop me and go,
how about those Beavs?
Beavs can win five. And I go, get out of here.
Stop it. Can I read some numbers at you real quick? Is that okay? Am I allowed to do that?
If I say no, what do you do?
I'm going to do it anyways.
You got time.
Second in the league in passing touchdowns. Second in the league in passing yards. He's on his third running back and his seventh offensive tackle. He's the only team in the NFL with four guys with at least 400 receiving yards and two touchdowns. Number one in the NFL in third down conversion on offense. Number one in the NFL in lowest rate of three and outs. I continue. Number one in times pressured. Number one in times hit. Number three in drops. Number one in total overall yards, and number one in rushing yards amongst quarterbacks.
Yes.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
That is one.
Go ahead.
Justin Herbert.
I would like to just take a moment for his eulogy and the eulogy of their season, because any bit of hope that they had is now gone as Joe Alt got carted off the field and is again suffering from a high ankle sprain, I believe is the diagnosis.
I think they're waiting for an MRI.
It's the same leg that he hurt and already missed time earlier this year, and they are now down to, again, their sixth and seventh offensive tackles. Just a moment, because I know all the people will come out of the woodworks when they start struggling without an offensive line. He's been hit more than any quarterback in pressure, more than any quarterback in the league. Despite all of that, the numbers are outstanding, and he's willing his teams to victories. He's 10 yards away from being the leading rusher on his team. He was the leading rusher for his team this weekend. His top two running backs, including the one they took in the first round of the draft, is out for the rest of the year. Been decimated by injuries. They're somehow still in the playoff chase because of the way that he's playing. But I don't know how you hold on the rest of the... Unless Joe Alt has a miracle and he's back in 2 weeks and you're like, wow, that ended up being the shocker of all shockers.
It's not usually how high ankle sprains go.
Not usually how they work. And if he is out for any considerable amount of time, you got... You're in the same division as Kansas City. You're in the same division as Denver. And I know you got head-to-head wins against them. They got good pass rushes, and you're not beating those teams with their sixth and seventh offensive tackles and one of the worst centers in the league. So a brief eulogy and moment to appreciate what he's done, because I think it's all about to crumble.
Crumble and like they can't make the playoffs?
Crumble in terms of just winning and losing. Like, they were very lucky to beat the Dolphins a couple weeks ago, and I don't know how many of those games you have in your cards without your offensive line being healthy.
I mean, very fair to say that. I just kind of think they might be the AFC 49ers. They might make the playoffs, but any realistic fan would just say making the playoffs is great.
It's a great run.
No expectation to win a playoff game if you're decimated by injuries.
They get the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. That's their next game at home, so I don't know how we feel about that.
Well, that's going to be a Steeler home game.
Yeah.
Which, by the way...
You got the Eagles still on that schedule. You still have to go to Denver late in the year. Houston has one of the best defenses in the NFL, and you got them at home.
How is there a ton of Charger fans in Tennessee, but they don't... Like, they get way outnumbered at home? Did you see that?
I did see that. My brother-in-law was actually at the game. They flew out.
Oh, really?
There was a kid that played at Grant who he coached, who now plays for the Titans. And so they flew out and went to visit him and all that stuff.
That's pretty cool.
So it just happened to be a Herbert game, so he was psyched about that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's been tough, but that's kind of what the season's becoming, is it not? Just finding out who's hurt and who's not.
I mean, that's the story of the NFL largely most years. I just, without a healthy, and maybe Kansas City learns this the hard way with some of the injuries that they went through yesterday. Like, I don't care how good you are as a quarterback. If you don't have time to throw.
We saw him in the Super Bowl with no offensive line.
They got obliterated, yeah. And he had no chance because you can't protect up front. And so, we'll see how the rest of the year goes. I just wanted to have a brief moment. I mean, they beat the Titans. Who cares, right? They didn't cover the spread. They gave up the late field goal.
Thanks for that reminder.
Yeah, not a lot of big wood this weekend, although the Rams did cover the big wood at least. I didn't bet that one, but at least the Rams covered the big wood.
It feels great, by the way. Side note, it feels so amazing as a sports fan to bet on your team to cover a number and they easily do it.
Yeah.
It really just felt great.
In terms of throwbacks, too, how do the Giants not wear those every week? Those are such a good look.
Aesthetically pleasing, that Giant-Niner game.
God, those jerseys are just
I thought the Washington beautiful. Seahawks game and the Giant-Niner
yes.
game were perfect.
Beautiful uniform games.
Perfect jersey situations.
Without a doubt. Let's get to a couple of poll questions here quickly, and then we'll wrap up with Blazers-Lakers and Monday Night Football. Mm. Is Kyler Murray playing tonight? Do we have a diagnosis
No, he's out.
On that?
No, he's out. That's Jacoby Brissett.
No, I'm going 0-3. That's cool. Here we go.
What do you mean? You just need the over of 50? Is it 54?
54 and a half, yeah.
It's dropped, by the way.
Of course it has, because he's not playing. I thought he might play, and then he didn't play.
We told you that on Friday.
I know.
He might still hit.
I could. Cowboys could score 40 on their own.
Yeah.
Did you know college basketball was back starting today? 61% of you so far saying no. I'm shocked. 39% of you were saying yes to that.
I think the biggest shock here is our esteemed producer. Our executive producer of the building. He's more excited for Pilots tip-off than he was Dodgers Game 7.
Sans a family emergency or big event, birth of a child, anniversary. Anniversary shouldn't even be included in this, but I know. Is there anything that would get you to miss your team in a Game 7? 85% of you are saying no.
How about 15%?
We had somebody admit they had to pull over on the highway and find us on social media and send us a tweet. They were so outraged by this, which, by the way, thanks for the follow. Give us a follow. We'll follow you back. Which NFL team do you trust more, the Seahawks or the Packers? 82.6% of you are saying the Seattle Seahawks.
Our region's not great. It's not a great day for Mita Kimes. Her Geno Darnold tweets, boy, those took off.
Where dirt was right. What division will win the NFC this season? 75% of you are saying the NFC West, which I don't really blame you for taking the roll of the
There's
dice
three
there.
Teams in that right now.
You got
now.
Three teams who are all looking like they're going to be playoff teams. Who's the best team in the NFC West?
Seattle.
Is it?
Yeah. If I was to be super unbiased and honest,
over the Rams?
Yeah.
Is it anything that the Rams have done to downgrade them, or is it more about what Seattle has done to upgrade them?
The latter.
Okay.
Not the former.
Because the Rams are still playing good ball.
Dude, they just got Nacua back. They look great yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, they kicked the crap out of the Saints. The Saints are terrible. So did Seattle.
My difference in belief in that, and look, they haven't played, right? The Rams, Seahawks?
I do not believe they have.
Oh, that's right. They don't play until like November.
They get like the two games, the 2 weeks. So the Rams are in San Francisco this coming weekend.
Yep.
Then they get the Seahawks at home.
That's a revenge game for the Rams, too. So I'm worried about that one.
Then they get a Thursday night game in Seattle on December 18th.
I think the edge I would give there isn't so much like coach, quarterback. You can make an argument for McVay, Stafford, no problem. They won a Super Bowl.
He's playing at an MVP level, too.
It's that defensive front. Seattle's defensive line is loaded.
It is.
And they don't need to blitz. And they just got Witherspoon back, and you saw that. The rookie came back like 2 weeks ago. Like, they're starting to get healthy. Their offense clearly believes in what they're doing right now. I just think the edge is the defensive line. I think that defense for Seattle is a little better than the Rams.
We need that meme of, like, you know, the soldiers waiting around a wall, and they're all in full uniform. There's three of them, and then the fourth one's in a clown outfit. And it's like, you know, you put the teams on.
I think of the dragon heads.
The dragon heads, that's the NFC West. One. The Seahawks, dude, they look like a wagon. The Rams, like, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all, like, just what a run they've been on, and McVay. The Niners somehow
6-3.
6-3 despite being decimated by injuries and playing with Mac Jones for the majority of the year. And then there's the Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals will always be the Cardinals.
Monday Night Football tonight, Dirk.
We gonna watch tonight? I mean, we'll watch. Of course we will, but
am I gonna watch closely? No.
I'll flip it over when the Blazer game starts. What time's the Blazer game start tonight? 7? We got 7 o'clock start?
7 o'clock. 7.
Thank God, it's not a 7:30 tip. There you go. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. It was an interesting day. Not how I thought it was going to go, but it was a fun show nonetheless. Adam Rittenberg was good talking college football and a little peekaboo of Oregon and Iowa, which we will dive into as the week goes on. That will do it for us, folks. Thanks so much for being a part of our Monday. If you're watching on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Moran is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.